Hey there, it's Patrick with another Mindfulness Minute. And you know, last Sunday's episode where we talked about the voice that we use to talk to ourselves, that began as a Mindfulness Minute and then it ran on for about 20 minutes. So these episodes that I'm releasing Sunday, they are all kind of in the Mindfulness Minute mold where I want to take one concept related to mindfulness, how it has improved my life, how it has allowed me to further develop. Let's not use that word improve. Let's say it's allowed me to further develop and understand myself. And then the episodes that you're seeing on Wednesday are more related to larger concepts, perhaps a series of episodes as we have this month. So in a sense, it's two streams, right? You can, if you prefer shorter, sweeter mindfulness minutes, you get a little dose of that. If you're interested in more of what I have to say, those Wednesday episodes are a bit more substantial. So let me talk today about how mindfulness is that process of observing ourself and our thoughts in the present. You'll remember those mindfulness milestones from a few months ago. Am I thinking about the present? Am I thinking about what I'm doing? Am I in control of myself? So as I've looked to sort of make mindfulness more and more a part of my life, very grateful to have been able to have those moments of realization more and more as I go through my days, to ask those questions. And so slowly, ever so slowly, as has been my pace in life, I will say, I have found the habit of mindlessness creeps in when there are behaviors that are routine or repeated or every day. I've let mindlessness completely creep into my life where I don't pay attention to what I'm doing, I don't think about what I'm doing, and I almost surrender control of myself to where I'm acting unconsciously. So I want to talk about one specific habit that goes on very mindlessly in my life. And I think you'll like this one because shining a light here, I believe this has led to, it's been a big part of my weight loss and fat burning journey. You know, I've lost 40 pounds in about a year. Plenty of people, perhaps yourself, would like to pursue this body recomposition, right? It's not just all about weight loss, but burn some fat. Put on some muscle. Life is easier with more muscle. Not too much, I would think, but life is easier when we are lean and strong. And so let's talk then about mindful eating. For years, years and years, I've spent my time 2-3 meals a day spent, if I'm eating at home, listening to podcasts and scrolling Twitter while eating. Now, it took a long time. I would say it almost took too long to realize just what kind of havoc this was wreaking on my mental health. Listening to people talk, listening to people yell and be opinionated and laugh and argue while you're eating. Look, you know me, I don't come on this show to tell you how to live. If that's what you want to do, go right ahead. But if you're listening, take it from me and think about it. What I found is that listening to especially comedy podcasts, which it's not a high level of discourse, it's really just meant to distract. It's meant to entertain. It's meant to sort of give you a laugh, take you away from what you're doing, frankly. Listening to these sort of trash podcasts, and I think that we all consume a certain amount of trash content. You know, a lot of people like to watch whatever on Netflix, right? Love is Blind or The Bachelor or Love... what is it, Love at Sea or Love on Deck? I don't know. We all consume a certain amount of trash content. It gives us something to laugh at, something to turn off, something to numb out. But what I found is that consuming this trash content and scrolling Twitter, which is just a great way to get angry, and like, look, there's a lot of good information out there, of course, on Twitter. But point being is that when I was disconnected from my eating, it simply led to overeating, right? It led to stress. And you don't want to be stressed out when you're eating. That leads to poor digestion. So I started thinking, okay, what if I spend, on average, 2 hours a day eating? In 70 years, that is 50,000 hours spent eating. Would I like to say, when it's all coming to an end, that I spent 50,000 hours of my life distracted? You know, eating is an act that we are privileged to undertake. There's people out there in the world, and again, you don't have to live by this comparison, but there's folks out there who have nothing to eat or very little to eat. And here in Western society, we have too much to eat. So the more I've pursued mindfulness, the more I see then this tendency to distract myself when things are boring, when things are routine, when things are habitual, when it's those things I have to do every day. I was using Twitter and podcasts and music as well, or TV, to distract myself from the doing of those things. And I think eating is a great example, because if you're distracted and stressed out while eating, it does lead to poor digestion, I believe. It does lead to stress. It does lead to overeating, at least for me, because I'm not listening to my body. It's like, oh, hey, Patrick, we're full. No, no, second helping, third helping, right? I'm not really paying attention. I'm just slamming it in until I'm mad enough to leave the kitchen and throw my phone down. And so I'm using distractions, like especially media. I'm distracting myself when things get boring, when things are routine. And that goes beyond eating, right? Chores. Like, yes, is cleaning the bathroom a shitty job? Surely, especially if you have teenagers, I would imagine. You know, you want to exercise, you want to lift weights or get on the elliptical or go for a walk. You don't particularly enjoy it. You need a little distraction just to get through it. Eating, getting ready for the day. All these things, we do them every day. Sometimes we distract ourselves from those things. And like, look, you may say, well, I work a boring job. I work, whatever, night security, or I work at the call center where nobody calls. I need to distract myself. And like, I don't sit here and tell you what to do. Like, I also don't necessarily think that the dose makes the poison here, meaning a little bit of distraction, a little bit of entertainment, of course not. I mean, how could I, as a podcaster, tell you to stop distracting yourself with podcasts? You know, last Sunday, I won't lie to you, I spent about 3 hours in the kitchen preparing my meals for the upcoming week, drank a few beers, listened to some music, had a nice little time. But were there times when I was stressed out and distracted, getting hot, you know, sort of three quarters of the way focused on the cooking and one quarter flying off in my thoughts? Sure. And, you know, after that, I went for a nice long walk over to my parents' place, had a few beers in me, threw in a piece of nicotine gum, listened to some music. Like, I'm not this guru who comes on here and tells you to live a clean life. I'm trying to share my observations about my own distracted and mindless living. But I had a great time last Sunday. Didn't do it on Monday, didn't do it on Tuesday, didn't do it again for a week. Did it yesterday again. But what's at stake if we're spending thousands of hours a year distracted? That's the question. I'm not saying don't enjoy yourself if you find it enjoyable to listen to music and eat. I've decided to question it. I've decided to stop it for the most part. You know, classical music or chill, lo-fi, whatever, easy listening, if you will. That's one thing. Listening to three comedians on a podcast talk about shit while you're eating, I finally had to say no more. But what's at stake if we're spending thousands of hours a year distracted? I was stuck in a piss-poor way of eating because I didn't really listen to my body or understand what mindfulness was. And so I think I was stuck in a poor way of living in a lot of ways because I wasn't listening to myself, because I was distracting myself from the living. And so we might be spending our days in a shitty job, in an unfair relationship, in an unhealthy lifestyle, not because we have to. And like, look, your situation is your situation. You're there because you're there. It's not for me to judge. But if there's pain in your reality, if there is suffering in your reality, as there was for me, if you're falling short of perhaps what you believe you could be, we don't want to get stuck in that trap of how things have to be or what we're not, but we know intuitively when there is more or when we could be more developed, when things could be a little shinier. So it could be that we're stuck in an unhealthy way of living, a painful way of living, an unfair way of living, not because we have to, but because we've not taken enough time to think about what we're doing. Right? 50,000 hours in a lifetime spent eating, maybe even a couple thousand hours a year between eating and working and doing other things, where maybe if we were just doing them, thinking about what we were doing, we could do them more efficiently, free up time to reflect, journal, meditate, pray, be with people that we love, talk to people that we love, have moving conversations and thoughts about ourselves, not just slugging out the boring stuff at half rate because we're distracted. So it could be, and at least I think this is the road I was headed down, that I was in an unhealthy, self-abusive way, treating myself unfairly, not bringing my best to bear on the world because I wasn't taking enough time to actually live and clearly see who I was and what I wanted. I just blindly wandered there, distracted by bullshit. So the solution then to this becomes mindfulness, at least for me. Go back to those three tenets of mindfulness, Patrick. If things hurt, when you're not feeling it, when you're down, when you're slow, when you're not coming through, what am I thinking about? Am I living in the present? Or am I here cleaning the kitchen, cleaning the toilet, thinking about some mistake from 5 years ago or a mistake I made last night at work? Am I thinking about what I'm doing? And am I doing what I'm thinking about? Or am I thinking about one thing while doing another? Like, this has been my biggest curse. And I don't know how many people share this, but it is this mindlessness. Maybe it's a form of ADD. I would never label myself. I would encourage others not to label themselves for fear of being put in a box and prescribed something. But again, that's, it's not my place to judge. But these symptoms of a mindless, distracted life can be medicated away in one way or another. When we're not thinking about the present, when we're not living in the present, when we're not thinking about what we're doing, we have, in a sense, surrendered that self-control. And if you're not in control of yourself, then who is? Mindfulness is that way, that observation that we can undertake at any time, anybody at any time. So it's something to think about. I want you to let me know if this is resonating for you. You can see right there in the show notes how to get in touch with me on Facebook or Instagram. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you're liking this. Make sure you're subscribed because this month, in the month of March, I'm working on a four-part series. First episode just came out on Wednesday about how we trap ourselves, how we self-sabotage with our thoughts. We're going to understand that concept of binary entrapment or negational thinking, self-sabotage. I'm going to break it down with my three-step process. Mindfulness is a huge part of that. This is all coming into one clear picture for me, and I'm trying to share it. There's no judgment here. I'm not telling you you have to do these things. If anything, I'd like to hear from you as to why or why this doesn't work or make sense. We can build this self-control community together. And as you know, I like to end the episode by saying better is possible, but I'm working on a new catchphrase. So for now, I'll simply thank you for listening and thank you for supporting this podcast. And I look forward to speaking to you more regularly, at least twice a week. The video episodes are on hold. But once we can get those up and running again, you're going to be seeing a lot more content from us here at Self-Control. And hopefully we can all find a little more self-control as we go forward into the spring. So today is the first day of daylight savings time. And right on time, up here in northern Alberta, I saw the first Canada goose returning from the coast or from Mexico or wherever they go. So spring is on the horizon. Let's go forward optimistically. Let's go forward clear-headedly. Let's go forward mindfully.